Gary, what's your stock pick at the moment?
So I'm going to go offshore. So I'm going with BlackRock. So it is actually an asset management business, but it's a little bit different from the asset management businesses of Sunland. It's the U.S.'s largest asset manager. Viewers might know it from one of their product range, which is iShares. It's got about $7.3 trillion U.S. dollars AUM. And it's an incredibly good dividend payer, which I think is going to be very, very beneficial in a low interest rate environment as people start looking for yield. If you can find something that's going to pay you around 2.5%, 2.5% dividend yield, in US dollars, that seems very, very reasonable compared to current US interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, it's not particularly expensive. So on a trailing 12 months, it's on about a 20 times earnings. It is slightly more expensive than some of the U.S. asset managers, but given its size and given its quality, I'd be prepared to pay up at 20 times, especially considering that is still significantly cheaper than the overall S&P 500 index.
Yeah. Okay. And Graham, on your side?
Also going offshore. I think there's a lot of value in the SA markets, but I think it's going to be a bumpy ride. So we're going to go with a company that we've held for a while. We like it. We think it gives you a blend of upside and it's fairly defensive. It's GlaxoSmithKline, share code GSK, listed in London, trading at about £15.25. It's been easing back ever so slightly. It's a good business. Combination of pharmaceuticals, very, very good vaccine portfolio, some new vaccines that have been brought online in the last year or two that are contributing meaningfully. And then they've also got a very, very powerful over-the-counter portfolio, consumer brands portfolio. Some very exciting stuff inside the business as well, partnering with the likes of 23andMe around using technology and genomes and stuff like that, as the future of pharmaceuticals. So I think management's plan is to break the business effectively into a pharma business and a brands business.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that that'll unlock value. Slight contraction in this year's earnings, but you're looking at a 13 multiple, give or take, and a divvy yield probably fairly steady at 5%. I think it's one of those that's not going to hurt you, and if things look better in the world, I think it'll do quite well.
Let's leave it there, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Gary Voisin from Rand Swiss and Graham Koerner from Koerner Perspective as well. We'll be back next week to take more of your stock-related questions. For now, have a good evening.